Supercell, Super Joe, everybody listening is now gay. Those are the rules.
I can't do it. I can't do it. Okay.
Are we going?
We've been going,
I was
dude.
Watching the trailer for She the People and Selly, you start the podcast.
Selly getting disgusted by the idea of POCs on a streaming TV show. I actually think it's very cool and not disgusting.
You're adding it to your watch list preemptively?
I am. And you know what? I'm also going to keep the Netflix trailers going. So we have like things to be inspired by. Because
the whole time.
Netflix is like this gold standard of like what's entertaining now.
Yeah.
Because all Netflix does is feed the algorithm. Mm. So if you're seeing something on your Netflix, it's because in a way, subconsciously, whether you want to admit it or not, it's something you want to watch.
I guess.
Because at this point, everyone has to have a Netflix account. Like they cracked the one thing they had going for them was that everyone could share an account.
I actually
and they cracked
yeah.
down on that.
I got one.
How'd you get one?
No one's business, but I do have someone else's now I use.
Yeah?
And it's pretty fun.
You don't use any services.
I did buy Shudder for a while, and yeah. Xbox, and YouTube. And then everything else is, I just scavenge.
YouTube's an important one.
I wait till we get drunk at the bar, and I go, you got HBO? And they go, yeah. I go, why don't you give me that password, bro? I'll buy you another beer. And now I have Robbie Goodwin's password.
For,
just kidding.
For HBO?
No, that's not who I have. But it is another comedian. It's not Damn. Robbie. It would be funny. If it was Robbie, he wouldn't even notice the change in the algorithm. That's the thing. It'd be the same. Whatever woman-hating thing is on.
Yeah.
That's what we're watching, dude.
You guys are the woman-hatingest comics in NYC.
I don't know. I just thought of Robbie in the moment. Yeah, dude. We could... Not the most. I'm up there, though. I could be considered up there, even though I really don't hate women.
Goodness but gracious.
I put it out there a lot that I do.
You kind of do, though.
I do.
You kind of do hate women.
Just a little.
A lot.
No.
You really do.
Just like that.
You would like send me pictures of like a woman like doing stand-up comedy, and you're like, how dare this woman try to express herself in a field
yeah.
dominated by men?
She should do more of this, yeah. and then I send you serial killer crime
you
scene
send, like,
photos.
You send like gifts of like sexual assault, no. and you were what? Like, I'd love to be on the receiving end of this. Like, and then you would also follow up and say, not in the bad way, but I'm the one giving.
I'm the guy.
I'm the guy giving it to the bitch.
I don't think there's gifts of that.
Yeah, there are.
You think they're out there somewhere?
I know there are.
You know there are.
Yeah, womanslap.gif.
Oh, that's... Oh, you mean just basic assault. I thought you meant like assault.
Oh, what? Like a rape
like
gif?
Like a rape. Two minutes in.
You make those yourself, dude. You film those and you like just upload it so that way Google Photos is like... Here's a memory from 5 minutes ago, Ooh. And it's you sticking oh, no. it to a bitch in your words, dude. You
in my words?
Yeah.
Sticking it to
you would
a
always
bitch,
like,
dude.
You'd always be like, here's a, you know, hey, I'm applying to this comedy festival. Here's a submission tape. And you're like, it's a woman just like on film, and it's like a handheld camera, and she's like crying, like, please, let me go. And I'm like, Selly, not
up.
That kind of submission. And you're like, oh, Mamma Mia.
Hey, word it better. They should yeah. word those things better. I don't hate women. It's just every woman I meet is like, I hate men, so I just say I hate women.
Well, maybe you should get out of Brooklyn.
That is true. Well, it's in Manhattan,
you're
too.
You're in Brooklyn. Brooklyn is like capital.
That
like,
is.
Man, like, it's illegal to be a man in
yeah,
Brooklyn.
They hate us until they swipe right at us all the time on dating
apps. Unless a doctor gave you your penis.
Ooh.
They hate you here in
that
Brooklyn.
That is true. I mean, they hate me around their friends when we go on a date.
Yeah.
Everything's good.
You hate women.
I do. I hate women.
You Name especially hate Brooklyn women.
Brooklyn women I do hate. I'm not going to yeah. lie. That is not... These aren't the women I was taught about when I was a kid. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The women I knew, they wanted to get married, have children, and stay at home. And that's... Why is that so hard to find in Brooklyn?
Because who wants to get married, dude? Who wants to get married and stay at home? I actually do want to get married and just stay at home.
Well, that's a lot of what's going on right now with the younger boys, like a generation lower than us. They're like, actually, I do want to get married and have kids because they're jacking off to porn so much at an early age that it desensitizes
them. It gives
them
brain
them.
Rot,
yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. But not us, dude. We had the best porn, and we were exposed to it the right amount.
Well, it's like we got the internet porn. where it wasn't the best internet porn.
No, definitely
and
not.
You had to like carve out time for it because you didn't have a computer in your pocket.
No, dude, you
in
had
fucking high school,
dude, for real. You had to get home before parents got home. Mm-hmm. You get one out of the way, and then you had to wait till they went to bed because it was the family computer, and they used that shit during the night.
But then you also have to be like careful about it too.
Deleting the history.
Yeah, you gotta figure out
caught,
the history.
Dude.
Yeah, I would always get
my
caught.
Mom brought me out to eat. And like dropped it on me in the middle of dinner. It was so embarrassing.
Oh, she brought you to a public location.
A
so
public,
make
a diner.
Because I know you would. I know you would like fucking like blame her. You're like, you fucking bitch. You have no right to fucking. And she's like, Sully, it's like what you're watching is a snuff film.
This is even regular porn.
It's not okay.
Three guys.
Most people like they just have sex and that's that. You're watching stuff. He pulls out a gun. He shoots her. He's stabbing.
Shoot my mom in the arm. Oh, you mean in the video?
In the videos.
Oh,
my
yeah.
God.
Three guys, one
my
hammer,
God,
dude.
Alexander.
I thought about it when she brought it up. I was like, do you want to
thought
end
about
up
killing your mom?
Like one of those videos, mom? And she was like, relax. I'm your mom.
It sucks when your parents like real, like when you it's find so out your parents know like you have like lust in your heart.
It's embarrassing.
Because like in a way it's like, oh, I'm not their baby anymore. Now I'm just like a fucking pervert.
You also just,
I'm their pervert creation now.
It's also they have to know now you're still going to do that. Just be more discreet.
And yeah, well, like it's like my mistake, my problem is getting caught. Damn, dude, if I get sick from you, I'm gonna fucking sue your ass.
Oh, that
I'm gonna sue your ass, dude. You know,
I say it's allergies, but it could be regular sickness.
Nah, it's probably allergies, dude. Everyone has that shit right now with
everyone.
All the pollen and nonsense.
Well, and I work with kids, so.
Oh, kids will get you sick though.
They get you.
Kids
sick.
Have the fucking crappiest immune system. You ever, grossest, like, kids, dude. Like, get sick all... Remember those kids that would get sick all the fucking time?
Yeah, they're
dude.
The ones whose hands were always wet.
Yeah. Or, like, they always had, like, a... Like, it always seemed, like, a little greasy.
They wipe their faces on the sleeve, dude.
Kids are fucking vile, you know, when you really think about
oh,
it.
Oh, dude, they're walking germs. Yeah. And then they say crazy shit to you, and you have to be like...
And it's like...
Don't do that.
And, like, to raise a kid is fucking expensive.
You have to... Well, when I was a kid, they said it was 200 grand. Right?
From birth to
18.
But it's probably like it's probably closer to half a million.
Half
now.
A million now because inflation and everything else.
And just like expectations too.
If your kid's trans, 1 million guaranteed.
At least a million.
Guaranteed
dude.
Million.
I feel like that wave has died down.
The trans?
Yeah, the trans. People are afraid to be trans.
Well, I
now.
Think the kids who grew up while that who were having kids while everyone was like, oh yeah, just tell your kid can be whatever they want. Kind of paid attention and just reeled it in a little bit instead of just let... Like, there was a lot of people being like, yeah, my kid's trans, and you're like, they're six. They're like, well, they said they were a girl, so I just got them
I
all the girl them, stuff.
Yeah.
And you're like, dude, my mom, when I was a kid, I think she had Barbies, and I was like, can I play with your Barbies? And she was like, sure. And she let me play with them.
Uh-huh,
and I think,
faggot.
Yeah.
Look at this little fucking fag. Hey, everyone. Be sure to message Alex Thomas Sully on all social media at Silly Sally. Let him know how gay he was for playing with Barbies as a fucking boy.
But I didn't play with them. I just took their clothes off and I was like, this is it. And she was like, yeah.
You took your
and
then clothes
you could
on,
like
you sucked on their titties.
Yeah, I sucked their feet actually at a young age. But I was like, is this it? My mom was like, yeah, this is pretty much what girls do. And I was like, I'm good. And I just went back to doing what I was doing. My mom wasn't like, oh, you're trans now. You know what I mean? She wouldn't either. She would have rather killed me than that.
But yeah. Thank
she's
God.
One of those.
Good mom.
My mom is so happy I'm not gay.
Is that what she told you on Mother's Day?
No, but she's like, I noticed she, like, I went through, like, my incel phase, and I noticed.
I think you're still in an incel phase. It's just, like, every once in a while. Now you're just banging like a fucking skank or a child.
All right.
To appease the fucking. To appease the fucking anger, the beast that's in your heart.
They're skanky children, all right, first of all. Second of all, when I started bringing chicks home, when I moved back in with my mom, she was like, thank God. You know what I mean? Thank God I let you leave and you came back straight.
When you see, like, your mom's, like, at the breakfast table and, like, some fucking girl walks down the stairs wearing a fucking Spider-Man shirt, right? She's wearing your
that's
lucky...
all she had to wear, dude.
Yeah, she's wearing your lucky Spider-Man shirt. You fucking come down. You're wearing, like, fucking Spider-Man bottom, pajama bottoms and stuff.
Yep.
And you're like, hey, mom, how about two French toasts, huh?
Right.
And one for me and one for my lady.
And she's so happy, dude.
Yeah.
And she's like, thank God it's
she's
not
so
a
happy
man.
You come down with the smell of pussy on your mouth, fingers, and pee-pee.
I don't know if she smells it, but...
She would, dude.
She can smell the scent of another... what are they? What's a female? Another lioness. In
yeah,
her
she
midst,
can smell
dude.
The gash, dude. Gash. Oh. Gash can smell their own.
But all women can smell gash. That's a thing.
Yeah, they love it, too.
They dude.
They love
I've said it before on numerous podcasts, but I never got laid when I was trying to get laid and wasn't hooking up. But once I started hooking up with women,
yeah.
all the other women came out of the fucking woodwork, dude. Being like, oh, my God, finally.
Because they're not an incel.
I know. They yeah. they see it in your walk, dude.
Sure, you got a je ne sais quoi. They think you're très cool.
Something like that, dude. Trey, oh, Green Day?
Yeah. That also means very cool.
Because I thought he was gay.
All of Green Day is kind of gay. I thought Green Day was kind of gay because I didn't think they were like real punk.
I heard numerous women told me this, girls when I was in eighth grade, they all saw Green Day at the concert and they said Billy Joel Armstrong jacked off into a bucket on stage.
Nice.
I don't know if it was simulated, but you know.
He was probably just like,
that's
like
what I mean. Or maybe he was doing that. Yeah, but the fact that they said it, that he jacked off into a bucket on stage, and I was like, that would be like, that's like a crime.
No, it's not.
But if there's like underage girls in the audience and you whip out your dick, isn't that like
not
a problem?
Punk rock, dude.
It's punk rock. Have you ever done that? It's American.
You've done that,
though. American Idiot. I've not done that.
You've done that on stage.
Never done the naked show or nothing, dude.
Do you still do stand-up comedy?
Yes.
Nice.
Just... you know, not as much as I'd like to do.
Nice. Fuck. I actually quit.
You quit?
Yeah, I quit.
No.
Yeah.
I don't believe it. I don't ever believe you.
I'm a full-time podcaster now and a full-time fucking watching Netflix guy.
You're going to watch the new Netflix Tom Segura show?
I can't wait for Tom Segura's bad thoughts. This episode of Super Selly Joe's brought to you by Netflix is Tom Segura's bad thoughts. From the twisted, dark, and beautiful mind of Tom Segura.
He's lurking, dude. He's looking at people. I see people sharing that he sees that when they mention him.
Oh, God. Do you think that's like every other comic that thinks like they have some AI program when really they're just stalking
there
us?
There you go.
They're just watching the fucking pod.
It is him. It's him watching
the
pod, dude.
Views of this podcast have been through the roof.
Oh, yeah. Everyone, thank you for listening to the Big T episode.
It's going viral, dude. We can't even stop it, dude. It's becoming...
yeah, it's viral for us, dude.
People are stopping Selly on the street, and they're like, are you Tom Spaghetti? And he says, Mamma Mia, the one and only, dude. They're having him sign, like, fucking, like, pasta they picked up at the grocery store and
I'll never open this, I swear.
Yeah, he's got to, you know, I want to get a fucking photo in a New York restaurant famous.
That'd be cool.
You don't get much more famous. That's like a nice...
you go to the Joe's?
Yeah, you go to Joe's. It's like a picture of us just like eating it, like giving a thumbs up, eating a slice, dude.
I'll do it, dude. I'd love that. That's a goal. That could be cool.
That's a noble goal, too.
Yeah, it's not like, you know, get away with it, if you know what I mean.
Right.
Get into my twilight years and be like, no articles written about me. They knew to keep their mouths shut.
Do you think the cancel wave is over?
Well, for certain things, yeah, dude. Like, the Impractical Jokers are fine. You know what I mean?
Are they? I mean, like, they haven't done anything.
They haven't done anything, but is True TV
But, I mean, they
gone?
Also haven't done anything to warrant cancellation. Having sex with a delicious little teenager? Come on. Would you ever do that? Would you ever bring them back to your hotel room?
No.
Why not?
I'd
make them sign away. First, I'd make sure. One. First, as always.
How old are you? Yeah.
Kelly's dead.
21. I'm big on 21 plus.
Kelly's dead. Finn has passed away because, as I've said, like, I wouldn't feel comfortable. Honestly, like, if Kelly did die and I had to take care of Finn and Bubs, I would not date until they passed away.
Yeah, what can you do? Why? You gotta date with Finn alive. Dude.
Never.
Finn will get you some sniz. Dude.
I can always get another dog for that.
That is true. Okay, you got Finn for like love and affection, but when you want to go get some puss,
I walk a different dog.
Little wiener dog out, wheel him around town.
I mean, you get a Chihuahua.
They'll, you know, you're just
yeah,
gonna,
dude. I definitely
Hispanic women are gonna love you.
Yeah, dude. You gotta bring him back to the hotel room.
Yeah. Well, I'm big on like over 21
and maybe a little under.
No.
You can go up to 18.
If you're a celebrity, you should just be like, yeah, over 21 is fine. Clearly, anything below is recording everything you say and is waiting 15 years to say something.
But
you know what I mean?
You can get like, I mean, you can be like Jerry Seinfeld where it's just like, you dated a 17-year-old.
They have to be super hot.
All they can do is like point out that you did it. They can't be like, you're a fucking pedophile.
Right. There's also not all these texts and shit going around from Jerry Seinfeld, even though it's clear he, you know, What you know?
What?
Whatever.
What did he do?
She complaining.
What are the texts?
No, is
oh because it was pre-text era.
Yes. What's her name complaining? No, yeah. She's probably got a paid for Upper
she
West Side apartment.
Loved
yeah.
it. Yeah, she's like 40 now too, which is yeah. also funny.
What's she gonna do? But yeah. is she gonna complain now? If she did, then we'll hear her out. But it's like, did you see the Cassie thing for Diddy?
What happened with that?
She's in trial being like, yeah, when I was 21, I did all these things, but I was young and I just wanted to hang out with Diddy. So
yeah.
I was manipulated. And it's like, no.
Uh-oh.
Here comes me.
Here comes lawyer Sally, dude.
It's, yo, what age do women have agency? That's all I want to know. Is it
after the age of 25?
Apparently.
Apparently,
it's like 21-year-olds are like, la-di-da, I don't know what I'm doing. 21-year-old dudes are retards. We call them retarded all the time.
It's not great for the women's suffrage movement.
It's not, dude. Why? Listen, if like I'm just saying, if we have age of consent and age you're allowed to drink, when are women allowed to have the decisions? Because it seems like those two don't matter to women. You know what I mean?
Whoa.
Well, she's on stage being on the stand being like, I was young. I didn't know any better. It's like you didn't know any better to not have orgies with underage people. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
I know
better.
You see
don't
how,
even try.
You see how P. Diddy aged like fucking 40 years?
It's prison. Yeah, I mean prison when they're like, you're fucked.
Like prison, and also like you don't have all like that. You can't have like your hair care products,
yep,
and shit.
Or dude. I mean, black people need their lotion, dude.
Yeah, they love lotion.
They love it. And he had baby oil, so he was just taking a dunk in it every day.
He would like come out of the baby oil like a fucking vampire in a pool of blood.
He
just like comes out of it. And he's like he like fucking pushes his hair back. And
underworld
shit.
Vampires. He's like, bah, bah, no 13-year-olds today, bah.
He comes out. Damn, that'd be fucking tight. I feel like in the world of like celebs, like they are like almost like vampires in that sense.
Yeah, dude. They don't get, also too, let's be real, most celebrities were like fucked into it, it seems. Like they were young, they went around to the parties, they got fucked a lot, and now they're old and they're like, what's the big deal?
It's like they're in the party, so they get like a bunch of like compromising photos taken.
Yeah.
And then like their payment for their silence is they get to be the ones breaking in like the next generation.
And it's all
And you know who's to blame for all of this? It's the Jews that run Hollywood.
That is true. The Jews. You know? I agree.
That's what it all comes down to.
No, it's just, I'm not saying Cassie, I don't know what Cassie really went through. I'm just saying there's a lot lately of women being like, well, I was 21 and I didn't know any better. It's like, yes, you did. Like, you knew better. You just didn't think you'd get caught. Like, dude, I drank and drove at 21. I knew better. I just did it because I was fucking retarded.
Well, you're also think there's also like this era of feeling like you're invincible and experiencing.
And I was because I made it.
True freedom for the first time in your life.
Yeah.
Like 20s are figuring out like true freedom. And then like your 30s are like understanding true freedom and then having like finances to enable that.
Yeah. And I don't know, man. These people. Whatever, dude. I was fucking around. I got arrested when I was 21 for selling weed. They didn't take it easy on me.
No, they didn't.
I
got fucked. They threw you in the car. They were like, we caught this man with over 3 ounces of marijuana and 7 terabytes of child pornography.
You always got to add something.
You're going away for a long time. The smoky child fingerer is what they called you.
The smoky child fingerer.
Yeah. In the streets of Connecticut. Because you would always be like, sorry, man, I smoked all the weed, but here's some child porn to hold you over.
There you go, yeah. Sorry, man, I don't have that dime for you, but if you want to do a dime, check this
flash drive out.
Here's
a couple photos on the house to wet your wet. The first taste is always free. You just give them like some fucking, you give them a photo, and like, first one's always free, and they're like, I never asked for this. this is stomach churning. And you're like, the first one's always free. The name's Spaghetti. Let me know if you ever want another taste.
Oh my God, dude. No, I didn't do that. Just in case.
You want to have your little yes offense fucking warning. Like,
oh, I won't have that.
The following of this is warning. This podcast is just fucking bits and jokes. And
yeah,
you know, no one.
South Park does it.
To get hurt.
It's no problem. I do it. Everyone gets mad, dude. Everyone makes fun of me.
Like, it's funny because it's so preemptive.
It's just, dude.
It's like, look, I know this could end some fucking careers,
I did this in the Shane Gillis era, all right? They came for Shane over him being...
But they didn't come for... They tried, but now he's like more rich and famous than ever.
So if they ever come for me, I just have something that goes...
Well,
fuck
no,
off.
I mean, like, Shane Gillis kind of set, like, a precedent of, like, no, like, if anything...
Yeah.
If you try to cancel people, and then, like, they... If people actually, like, review the material, then it's like, oh, this is actually very funny.
Yeah.
Well... And now Shane Gillis took Bud Light away from that beautiful little... What was that?
Dylan Mulvaney.
Yeah, you got a crush on her.
Yeah, she had a Mulvaney penis.
Yeah.
It was real vain.
Well, like, I've seen you, like, fucking cranking it to, like, Transporn.
When? First of all,
I was looking at your set list and you wrote TP and I was like, why are you riffing about toilet paper? And you're like, that's not toilet paper, that's trans porn. And I'm like, all right, why did you write TP 45 times on this set list? And you're like, I got a lot to talk about.
I'm not into trans porn. I've accidentally seen it once or twice.
Oh, once or twice. That's all it takes, dude. That's all it takes.
I click out immediately.
After 20 minutes, I was finally able to click out.
It's not for me.
The X button was covered under a sea of cum.
Yo, it really... The people have, like, actually broken that down for me where I'm like, that makes sense, but it's still not for me. Where they're like, dude, it's just a girl with a dick.
It's like, actually
you jack,
like,
off to a guy fucking a chick. And I'm like... Yeah, I guess it's just the unnaturalness of it.
It almost feels like AI generated.
It goes against God, let's be real, okay? And like, if you're going to jack off, you just have to say sorry after.
You
want to
look at a big natural dick.
Yes.
What if it's just like a natural trans woman, though? Like a natural hermaphrodite?
Does it all work? I mean,
yeah, everything works.
It all works the same?
Yeah. It actually would say, some even say would work better than...
I guess that...
Yeah.
You know, I guess is actually the gray area. Where,
so you would masturbate to hermaphrodite porn?
No, I wouldn't. I'm just saying is the gray area where if you're like, I'm not gay, I'd be like, I guess not.
I guess I could jerk off to a little bit of HP, ooh, hermaphrodite porn.
Maybe. No, not for
Why
me.
Why not?
Oh, man. It's just, I don't know. It's my brain. Dude, If I could be whatever want me to be so I could be booked, do you think I wouldn't do it?
You think if your parents force you to watch gay porn, which, as we know, most comedians that are in a relationship with trans or non-binary people were forced to watch hardcore pornography at an early age in what is often now considered a form of grooming.
Yeah, I didn't watch it that young now that I think about it.
When did you start watching porn?
I think like 7th or 8th grade, and I didn't watch it. I went over to my friend's, and he was like, check this out, and just put it in, and I was like,
nice.
Word. And we watched it together hard, didn't jack off, and that was that.
That's the way it is. So you like think about it, and then you go home and jack off.
You have to. Yeah, you have. Like, I'm not one of those, like, there's a lot of dudes in the world who have been like, yo, we just go under different blankets. Like, not me.
No, dude, you gotta like.
I've told it on here
before. You can still hear your friend like, oh.
Dude, I was at, me and my boys, we were watching like American Pie Beta House. Nice. It's just tits the whole movie.
The most erotic of the fucking American Pie spinoffs.
We were getting horned up, me and my boys.
You were like, let me just bend over a little bit, dude. I bet your asshole looks like a pussy.
No! This did not happen.
You're confessing to like the craziest shit, dude.
You're intervening before I can say what I did.
What are you talking about, dude?
So me and my boys watch a Beta House.
Yeah. Everyone's getting hard as shit, dude. Dude, whatever. I bet your mouth doesn't even feel like a fucking woman's, dude. And you were like, yeah, I bet I won't even fucking come, dude.
No. Everyone's hard.
And you're like, look at this faggot Sully, dude. He came in the minute his cock went in my asshole, dude. Sully's so fucking gay.
No! It didn't happen. Everyone's hard. Everyone's enjoying the movie. And one of my boys goes, wouldn't it be that weird if we all just jacked off privately? And I was the one who went, no, you fag! Like, mad loud. And that was
Like, you were just like jerking off in front of everyone. And
no.
You were like, it'd be fucking gay if we did it all separately.
No, yes. No. I said, no one's jacking off in my basement.
No one's jacking off. No one's jacking off. That delicious cum is going right in my mouth.
Everyone,
a drop will be spilt on the ground.
Cookie, cookie, but it's me.
Yeah, I'm the cookie.
Now, that's why I moved to New York, dude.
Let's play Ookie Cookie. Okay. Oh, by the way, boys, my asshole is called Cookie.
No, that didn't happen, dude. Fuck off. did not happen.
All right, dude. I don't know, dude.
You try to set me up.
I don't know, dude. I've heard things, dude. I've seen stuff. I've heard the rumors.
I'm the coolest guy, you know.
Yeah, you fucking. I'm sorry. Is this boring you recounting all of your homosexual acts and vying whether or not you'd have sex with a trans woman?
It's the same thing we do every week, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much.
Same thing we do every night. Talk about trans people.
Yeah. Well, maybe if they didn't, you know, pop up in the news every day. No, I'm just kidding.
I think that's dying down.
Yeah, I hope so.
Fuck, dude. I can't believe this. I hope it doesn't fucking flood. I wonder if we're going to
get a flood. You live on the second floor.
Yeah, but if the basement fucking floods, that still sucks.
It means nothing to you. What do you have down there?
I don't know.
A child?
Nothing, but might fuck up delivery for the night. If the roads don't close, how am I going to eat?
No, man. Well, what else? I flicked up some stuff just in case one of these moments happened. Did you see the fat black lady statue in Times Square?
Yeah,
well,
who is that? Who is? What did she do? What did she invent?
It is Shaniqua. Like, that's what they should call it. It's not a regular name. Like,
is
if they
it,
were
it,
to name
yeah,
it.
Isn't it funny? It's like, oh, you want a fucking statue? Here you go. When it just looks stereotypically black.
It's right. Dude, it's horrible. It looks like the girl who's like, you want me to do what? Uh-uh. I'm on my break. Like, literally looks like she just got done saying, I'm on my break.
Yeah.
Or like, mm-hmm. That's why you shouldn't be dating them white girls. Like, literally.
Yeah.
She looks like she's saying everything stereotypically black.
Right, right.
Like, just sitting there going, I told you not to do that. Look what you did. You did it, and don't you look stupid now. Dating them white girls, huh? That's all it looks like it's saying.
Yikes. Terrifying.
Am I wrong?
No.
Is it just like,
oh, there's too many white guys that have done stuff in New York City. Yeah.
So we got a black
woman
who does nothing.
Here's a fucking black bitch.
Yeah.
Here you go. You want something?
And she's in like it's like bad dress. She's not dressed nice. She's in a t-shirt and those ill-fitting sweatpants. I don't think she has a fat ass either, which is really
insulting. Just like they make her look frumpy.
Her titties are terrible, dude. Yeah. She has bad tits.
So they got that. They got that. Okay, so like the only statues I can think of in recent New York history that have like broken the news is this fat black bitch in Times Square. And that defiant little girl Wall Street,
the bull.
Across from the bull, when the Harvey Weinstein accusations.
That's when they put her up.
In. Yeah,
it's really weird.
One girl defiant. Something I think around that time
to the bull. They moved it now too.
They ended up moving the girl, not the bull.
Oh,
because like the girl was like a commentary on the bull statue. And then, like, the artist of the bull was like, that changes the initial meaning of my statue, so remove it.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And it's like, what a faggot.
It was like a thing of them being like, oh, we're standing up to Wall Street with this, except Wall Street still exists and robs people.
Yeah, well, like, the bull, like, represents, like, the tenacity and the unrelenting power of Market Street. And then, like, the defiant girl is like, no, fuck you.
No, actually, I'm not going to fuck a finance guy tonight.
But then, like, you know, GameStop. Shit happened, and you know, then it's like, oh well, you actually don't have control over.
No, dude, we're fucked. We're pawns in a game. We're cogs in the machine, brother.
You come close to fucking up the system, and look what happens.
I know, dude. They shut you down.
It's kind of crazy. And then like people just went on doing shit as if it fucking matters.
Oh, dude, it's the same. They always. It's just another classic, as my dad to say, another classic scenario of a white man keeping the brother down, and he's white, which is crazy. You'd say that.
But that's okay.
Oh, he'd say the man keeping a brother down. That's what he'd say.
So in that case, your father was part of a brother.
Yeah, he's like, my
just
dad
keeping
is,
us keeping us brothers down.
It's the man, dude. The man. Like an undercover brother?
Yeah.
The man's just a guy behind the desk. That movie rules, by the way. Can we talk about
you want to do an undercover brother watch along?
That would be amazing, dude.
Conspiracy theory brother.
Dude, so funny.
Young, beautiful Denise Richards before Charlie Sheen gave her fucking AIDS.
Yeah, dude. That's how you know women are dumb, dude. When you see a dime piece like Denise Richards prancing around, and then she's like, I fuck Charlie Sheen. It's like, okay, so yeah. Women
so yeah,
are
you're retarded.
She had a good, you know, she did Tammy and the T-Rex.
Yeah.
Really good. Her and Paul Walker.
She did
Wild Things.
Wild Things was incredibly
erotic.
She's
a Bond girl.
Yeah.
Worst
fucking Bond movie, though.
It's not a good Bond movie.
Awful.
But she looks
never
so hot
in it. So did Terry Richards in that, too.
Is that her or Monica Bellucci? Or is Monica Bellucci in the other one? That's the
Monica
one with...
Monica Bellucci was not in a James Bond movie.
She is, dude. She's bad. She's the bad bitch.
No, she was.
She's the one with
You're thinking of Irreversible.
No. it's The World Is Not Enough. Watch.
No, The World Is Not Enough. Monica Bellucci's not in that.
You're wrong.
Watch, dude. You're now it's gonna fucking man. It's gonna say like Tom Spaghetti's a fucking retard.
No, I'm right.
Nope, here it comes, dude.
You're wrong, dude.
No, you're wrong, boy. Dog.
Who's the...
Look, see?
Damn.
Terry Richards, it's, dude.
No, it's...
Terry Hatcher.
Sophia Maricau. Maricau, this bitch? She was the one. She was the bad
yeah,
one.
Yeah, Sophie Marceau. That's not...
Sophie Marceau. She's...
That's a different French actress. It's Monica Bellucci's someone else.
It's not... She wasn't in it at all?
No. You're thinking of, like, The Matrix and fucking shit like that.
Bro, she actually was in one. She was Inspector.
Okay, but that's, like, a completely different
but, all right,
franchise.
It wasn't her. It was... Who was the other one? Would I just say her name?
Sophie Marceau.
Yeah, that was her. And liked,
not Monica Bellucci.
Not Monica Bellucci. But... All right, whatever, dude.
I'm
wrong.
Like, there's rarely, like, an unhot fucking Bond bitch.
Yeah, dude. Denise Richards, though, was so... She was so fucking hot, dude, in that movie.
Mm.
And then Halle Berry... The black one, dude. One of the only black
what
ones.
What if James Bond had sex with a black woman?
He didn't even in the one when it was him versus black people. Live and Let Die.
Oh, yeah.
Versus the voodoo people in Mississippi or whatever it was.
Yeah. I'm going to rewatch that one.
You're going to rewatch the black one?
I'm going to rewatch. I should rewatch some James Bond.
You got to rewatch.
GoldenEye.
The Spy Who Spy Who Loved Me.
Goldfinger's pretty good.
Goldfinger. Dr. No, the Asian guy.
Yeah.
Dr. No mean yes. Yeah, dude. Okay, black chick. The black chick was in the Times Square. People have been roasting it online. A lot of people are getting reported.
Mm.
I saw a thing where everyone who was saying a bad comment, they were doxing them.
Damn.
But it's a bad statue, dude.
It's a dumb statue. I don't know.
You're lucky it gets like basic.
But I mean, like, it's probably gonna get taken down silently in like a little while, dude.
I hate it, dude.
Because it's like it'd be one thing if it was like a fucking like, oh, here's a person that represents New York ideals, but it's like, no, it's just like, this is what we think like a fucking no. It
looks like a mom from The Wire.
Well, it's also like, what is our opinion of like what a black woman should look like?
Yeah, and what's wrong? Like, why
are they afraid of like having a black woman be beautiful?
Yeah, or just like, what is this thing of like, oh, we have to show people how they are? It's like, no, it's art. You can show them however you want. Why are you showing them frumpy, bad?
Made me look like a wolf.
Sorry, her tits are terrible. Also, speaking of black people, did you see Sinners?
No,
I saw it.
I'm supposed to. It's probably gonna be out on in film soon.
Anytime.
Like Love Hurts is already on Peacock. I'm gonna watch that.
What was Love Hurts?
Love Hurts is Short Round.
Oh, the like John Wick short.
Yeah, it's like going around like it's like John Wick nobody type shit, like, which is like my new favorite genre of
film. I do love Nobody.
It's like dude in his 50s that can still kick a little
kicking
ass.
Some ass.
Yeah.
Nobody ruled. Yeah. Let's not forget. That shit rules.
Nobody was fucking great. What else was that? The Equalizer.
Equalizers are fun. I watched all three of them. The second one has a really good like final fight during a tornado. It's very underrated.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's like running through the tornado, killing people while it's happening. It's fucking. He kills Pedro Pascal.
Oh, shit.
He cuts his neck and throws him off a smokestack.
Pedro, no.
Yeah, he's a bad guy.
Pedro's a bad guy in that.
Yeah, and he deserves
it. Before he got like that, like, successful.
Where he's in everything now?
Right now, he's like everyone's dad.
I hate that, dude. Yeah, he's the internet's daddy.
You just hate, like, when, like, a good man is, like, famous.
He's not. None of these actors are.
Yeah.
Hey, anyone who claims people are daddy is wrong, dude.
Yeah.
These people are wrong.
Nobody has a dad.
Yeah, there are people with no dads, dude.
Like who?
I mean, my ex was a big fan.
Oh, really?
She has no dad. He died from a fat disease. It happens.
Oh, no.
It's not my fault. I didn't do it.
Not yet.
yeah. No, I saw Sinners, and... The chick in there's like the main guy in the movie fucks the black chick in the movie who's
nice.
Like, it's the chick. Do you watch like Loki at all?
No.
What was the one? It doesn't matter. She's the black. She's like the head of the black time traveling ladies or something like that. And she has huge tits. And
nice.
In this, there's two opportunities to show her tits. One, she's getting fucked by Michael B. Jordan, which. He can do better. I'm just saying. Just saying, Michael B. Jordan, you can do better. One of the twins fucks her, which is Michael B. Jordan play both twins. So he fucks her, and then he also fucks the white half-white chick or whatever.
Nice.
Well, he gets to fuck an ugly chick and a hot chick. The ugly chick had huge tits. And they're fucking, and he just like lifts up her skirt, and they both don't get naked and they have sex. But her tits are facing the screen. You're like, pop them out. They don't.
Yeah.
And then at the end, he sees her in like a vision. Because spoiler, whatever, it doesn't matter. He sees her in a vision, and she's got her tits out, but a baby's sucking them. And then she pulls her tit out, but you don't see it. Like, it's tasteful.
Damn.
But he has huge tits. And that was one of my biggest problems with the movies, that we didn't get to see him.
Sally loves his milk.
They dangled him in front of us. And we're like, she has huge tits, but you don't get to see him. Good movie. Genuinely liked it. It is literally, though, Black from Dusk Till Dawn. It's just Black from Dusk Till Dawn.
So why would you watch that when you can watch From Dusk Till Dawn and watch Quentin Tarantino suck on
that is
beautiful
true.
Little Selma Hayek's feet?
That is what this movie was like.
Selma Hayek is going to be on the cover of a Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition.
Oh, really?
Isn't that crazy? 58 years old, she's still so giving hot, you a fucking dude. Boner,
she's
dude.
So hot.
Literally, like, giving you a boner your entire life.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
I love her, dude. Shout out Selma Hayek.
What a fucking age to be a fucking man where, like, women are, like, now, like, there's such a better shelf life. Because it used to be, like, honestly, like, let's be real. Up until maybe, like, 6 years ago, 30. A woman turns, like, 30, she's fucking death damaged heads. Goods, dude.
You might as well.
Might as well just leave her outside.
Yeah, just check her into a nursing home, dude. She's useless.
Now, like, it's like an investment, dude. Now, like, women is fucking beautiful from age, like, 14 to fucking 62.
Well, they know? Also.
Imagine that. Imagine a 50-year investment if you're willing to spend a little time grooming.
They're
right?
They're taking better care of themselves, too.
Yeah.
Like, a lot more veggies and less, you know, I'm going to stay with this guy. Type thing. I like that women are figuring that out.
That they you look at like stay. Photos of like people from the 70s and it's like some giant dude with like a trucker mustache is like, this is a high school like senior.
It's insane.
And dude. it's like damn, they look like fucking adults.
Well, they're allowed to drink the back then too.
Right. Yeah. Like, and nobody was wearing sunscreen.
Nope.
Nobody drink water.
Nope.
Nobody takes vitamins.
No, dude. Dazed and Confused, those kids. It's not even they're graduating. It's the last day of school for the juniors. And they're just going about, you know, they're going out drinking that mm-hmm. night. It's like looked like the best time.
Damn.
Doesn't that movie make you wish you were sort of, well, I guess we were still alive when we drank illegally, but during that, you're like, that looked like the best time, but it's, you know, it's not because there's no Xbox or.
Yeah, there's no fucking internet. Online shit. Like,
yeah.
Youth is nice, but like if you could have like the convenience of shit today.
Yeah, there's a lot less people running around with paddles and beating your ass in. So
I
thought
like,
that
also like just fucking being bored, dude. I would like have to go on flights like to go visit family and shit. And this is before we had like iPads and iPods and shit. And like maybe I'd have like a CD player or
right.
something, but it's like
the Walkman.
Yeah, I'm just going to have to like listen to fucking music and just like read a book or something. Like there's nothing to do.
Yeah.
Now it's like flying is like no fucking problem.
Yeah.
I got my Steam Deck. I got my Switch.
And they have
I got all kinds of movies. Now, like, almost every flight has, like, a charger.
I try to pick, like, three-hour movies on flights.
Yeah.
Just to really...
Yeah, it's, like, time to, like, this is, like... And also, it's also, like, time to pick, like, movies I wouldn't, you know, normally, like, just sit
right.
down and watch. Like.
Right. I watched Ingrid Goes to West when I went west.
Nice. Here.
It was great, dude.
Spaghetti Goes West.
Dude, that movie rules, too. We can nice. Talk about... But, dude, I went to see Sinners, right? Went to Union Square
okay.
in Manhattan. It went like 8 o'clock. Didn't think anything of it. This isn't even a race thing. I think everyone in the movie besides me and
was black.
No. I think it was the first movie these people had ever seen in their lives.
Why?
Because they were reacting to things like their mind was blown, dude, by like people making dumb horror movie decisions. Like they, like, let's put it this way, because the movies, it's like Dusk Till Dawn, so you know there's vampires. The movie all concludes at like this place where they're like having a party.
Nice.
And then the vampires are outside. And every time someone left to go outside, everyone in the theater was like, oh, no, no, stop. And it's like, they don't know, dude. They don't know you're watching the movie. You're not in the movie. Like, relax. It was insane. And then there was this chick next to me, dude, who would repeat lines. And we just talk about the movie going on. There's a scene when like everyone's dancing and she just goes out loud, oh my God, this is so fire right now. And I was just like, yo.
Is she black?
She was something. She wasn't black, though. She was a piece of shit. And I like, wish she like death Asian? On her.
Like a Filipino,
see,
maybe?
She was kind of a little, like, she's something. She was tan. Mm. She might have been white. She's just a white maybe with like Puerto a Rican. Shitty spray tan. Her husband was black or whoever.
Oh.
He did not stop her at all, dude.
Nice.
But fuck her, dude.
Well, that's what you get for going seeing a movie fucking in theaters.
Yeah.
What are you, a little do, cinephile? Oh, I got to see it in the theater for an experience.
I do like to go to the movies.
I hate seeing shit in theaters. I'd rather watch a movie at home where I can have my fucking dick out so that way if like a bikini scene comes on, we're like...
Just get to it?
Yeah. It's like, oh, I can just like fucking beat off. I can hit the bong whenever I want.
That's true.
It's also like at this point, like I'm trained. Like if I'm going to watch like a movie, I'm going to want to eat something. So it's like you know,
100%.
So it's like it's you know, unless Kelly really wants to see something in like the theaters, and even then, like we'll probably go to like one of like those nicer theaters where they actually serve you food if you want. And
you're
it's
only
like,
far from Nighthawk and stuff.
Yeah,
it's nice.
We'll go to the Nighthawk and like then like it's like, oh, maybe we'll get like food thematic to the movie, but it has to be like a good movie. Like, did you see Thunderbolts?
No.
Which are actually the new Avengers.
Oh, God, bro.
I don't even care. You know what sucks? I'm not even excited about the idea. I don't even think it's interesting about Marvel movies anymore.
Dude, first of all, who are these guys? There's only a few of them we know.
Right.
And it's not, it just doesn't look good, dude. No one I know is in it.
They have, they made Taskmaster a chick.
And they kill her.
And then they killed her. So, but maybe they're killing her just to set up actual Taskmaster showing up.
I hope so.
Because, like...
Sorry.
No worries. Taskmaster's a fucking good and funny villain. Like, he's an interesting dude. So
shouldn't have been a chick.
Yeah.
Well, they made Silver Surfer a woman, too. Did you see this?
Yeah, but, like, who cares about Norrin? But what do they call it? Instead of Norrin Raditz, Shala Bell becomes...
I'm not excited, dude.
Who cares, dude? The
Fantastic Four has always been bad, and it was looking okay right up until then. I'm serious. Like, it was like, okay, this could be all right. And then they were like, it's a girl. I was like,
maybe it will be a fucking twist.
Yeah.
You know, like they might do something where it's like a false thing, but it's like, it's always funny because like Marvel will take a bet on like, well, what's a character that nobody really gives a shit about? And then like, oh, surprise, they kind of do give
they
a shit.
They do. Well, it's also
because... Of all the things to race swap, why did they do that when they should have race swapped Iron Fist?
Yeah, it should have been.
They could have, if they really wanted to do something like make Iron Fist like a fucking Asian.
Yeah.
And now we have to have like Shang-Chi. They should have just made like Shang-Chi and Iron Fist the same thing. Well, because honestly, like how many people give a fuck about Iron Fist?
Or Shang-Chi.
Yeah.
Shang-Chi did okay, and they still haven't made a sequel because it was kind of whack.
They don't know what to do with anything. They don't know what they're doing. And
no.
Like, they're trying to do course correction, and they're doing course correction by trying to go back to what they thought worked, which is including the Rusev brothers, including Tony Stark, Robert Downey Jr. And then like having like these massive like big-ass crossover films where clearly it's going to be another multiverse thing. You know,
also they act like that, like Marvel sort of planned Marvel, but they act like it came, it was like a full blown everything worked plan. It's like they started it off by like siphoning you off with like, oh, here's Iron Man, here's right. Thor, and they all did well. And then they made the Avengers. It's like none of these other movies have done well.
Right.
They're just like fodder. For
it's been like diminishing returns for everything post Endgame.
Yeah, dude, no, nothing past
Endgame.
The only thing
that did all right was like Spider-Man, but that was like also
that was
just
a nostalgia dump.
That was just nostalgia, where it was like, okay, that was cool, but it was also like, I don't understand what the fuck is going on because I didn't watch any of the new Spider-Man movies.
Oh, you didn't?
I watched No Way Home or the new one, Homecoming.
Yeah,
I didn't watch No Way Home.
What I hope is okay. Far From Home is great.
They need like a regular Spider-Man movie where he's like a street level hero.
Yeah.
Well, they were too quick to involve like a multiverse. Like now everything with Spider-Man is like a multiverse or
a
Spider-Verse.
Dude, they have to go back to basics where it's like, okay, who's a popular hero? Make the movie about him. And maybe now that you've mastered everyone's origin, maybe just make the movie where he's already the superhero. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, If they're
not going to give us like the best and Spider-Man has the best superhero origin.
Yeah.
So if they're not going to give us the best origin, Then give us some of the best stories where he's already established as a hero. He has the best rogue gallery. They could do all kinds
of
stuff.
Same thing with Batman.
They could even, if they wanted to, they could have, like, you know, if they want to do, like, the fanatical stuff, they could have him with the Avengers. And then they could have him do street-level stuff where it's, like, he's figuring out, like, a gang war between Wilson Fisk, Tombstone, Hammerhead. And then he's, like, working with,
sounds
like,
amazing.
Yeah, he's working
Black
with, like,
Cat.
Moonlight.
Daredevil and, shows up because of Kingpin.
Yeah. All that. The Rose.
Like, yes, dude.
There's plenty of, like, you know, Silvermane.
Yeah,
you know, there's plenty of shit they can do.
Same thing with Batman, dude. Stop making the last one I liked, but stop making Batman movies where it's like, and he goes to the cave and his parents die, and then he overconquers his fear of bats, and then, you know, he goes to Arkham and he's like, things aren't working. It's like, no, start the movie, crime scene, Batman shows up, they go, what do you think? He goes, I'll be back. And it just follows him the whole movie trying to find a crime, like stop a crime. Like, you know, Joker and Riddler are
They could do like an entire movie in a bat. They could do an entire Batman movie that takes place over one night.
Exactly. That's what I mean, bro. Yeah. Like, he finds out there's a crime, and then he goes through Gotham City trying to find out who did it, and he goes through his rogue gallery. Like, he pulls up on Penguin, and it doesn't even have to be a fight. That could be just a cool scene where he pulls up on Penguin and is like, Cobblepot, where have you been all night? And they just talk, but it's like, you know, real shit. You know what I mean? Like, they have like a comic book conversation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not them being like, oh, yeah, are you, you know, too bad Wayne isn't here to see this or some shit. I don't even know. Just make it cool. Like, if they gave me the go-ahead, I could write that. I'm serious. It's not that hard.
No, it's not.
It's just put him in the same room. And you just let it go, dude. That's all people want to see. They don't want to. They don't care about Batman wooing Selina Kyle. You know what I mean? It's like, just fight.
Finn, get out of there.
Even the, like, Vasca the Phantasm, dude. That's like a perfect Batman movie, dude. That's a cartoon.
And that was also an origin.
Exactly, dude. It's so good. I love the scene in that when Batman's looking at Bruce Wayne's looking at the photos of old gangsters, and he's like, wait a minute. And he draws a smiley face on one, and he's like, no, it's the Joker the whole time. It's like world's greatest detective.
Like, it can't be.
Yeah, he does like, it can't be. And he goes, and it's like, ah! Dude,
that was awesome, dude.
The opening to that's great, especially because the Phantasm guy sends the bad guy out of a building, out of a parking garage into another building, and that's it. They don't even show his body. You're just like, yeah, no one survives that, dude.
He's dead.
He's dead as fuck.
I think the best Batman animated opening is the Batman Beyond Return of the Joker
gun,
unrated.
Points the gun.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. You mean Return of the Joker?
Yeah. Batman Beyond Return of the Joker.
What's the opening of that? That's not the gun.
That's the one where the Jokers are stealing some computer supplies.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It starts with, like, the Splice Joker that's, like,
woof.
Half hyena.
Yeah,
yeah.
Woof. I know my
and
stuff.
And then it's, like, and then, you know, like, they're about to, all right, we got to get out of here. And they're just like, you're up awfully late for a school night, huh? And there's, like, this one, especially, like, in the unrated edition, it has, like, this
bonk
shot where it's, like, it's Batman is, like, 360-degree camera shot where he's literally fighting off all of the Jokers. They're coming at him one at a time. He's like fighting them all off, and then it goes to that scene where they escape and they get on the jets to fly off with the computer technology, and that scene where Batman jumps after them and he's following them down the tube, and then he just breaks out into Neo Gotham, and there's that light breaks, and it just, you see like the entire skyline, and it's like, oh damn, like they really top the animation.
Yeah, dude.
It holds up, dude.
I love Batman.
I can't believe it's like a 25-year-old fucking film, dude.
Dude, I'm glad we brought this up. I'm going to watch that now just because I love Batman Beyond so much, and you've triggered me. Dude, you know what I watched this week that I'm blowing through it? Men in Black, the animated series.
Oh, yeah. That was like, that's had some decent animation.
Dude, it's so fucking good, bro. It's on Tubi. If anyone's listening, just check it out. It's on Tubi.
That's where our friend Ron Irving also has
Ron
his comedy
specials on Tubi. Dude, it's so fucking good. It references the movie a lot, but it's also so violent, dude, because everyone in it's like either aliens or people in suits.
Right.
So they just rip people's skin off. We rip them in half. They blow up into ooze.
Right. Like the
gun guy.
Yeah. Like the
Jeeps. Jeebs, every episode they blow his head off.
Well, like the whole, I'm trying to think, like the rating system was basically like you can't have violence towards people or animals, but you can do it towards aliens or robots.
Dude, they send one of their villains to the sun. It's insane. They kill so many people in the show, like just, you know, random aliens and stuff. It's awesome.
Remember that bounty hunter that always wears a trench coat?
Yes, and, he takes a kangaroo.
Yeah, he takes it off and it's like his body was all like compacted.
Bro, I know his name too. Yeah, he's badass. Yeah. Oh, fuck, dude. I know his name and damn it. It's fine. The, dude, crazy episodes. The episode, this episode has so much in it. There's an episode where aliens are flying blimps into the World Trade Center and they prevent them from doing
That's right, yeah.
And I did a, if you guys are listening and you go to my Instagram, I did a reel about it and it got nothing because I referenced 9/11 and that fact that George Bush is the orchestrator of it. Either way, please go give it a like or two because it's sitting there and I really thought it would do way better than this, but it's fine.
It's kind of crazy. Like there's so much like lore with the Men in Black that they haven't been able to make like a successful sequel.
Dude, the second and third one are not nowhere as good.
No.
Like, they don't even hold a candle.
They
should have. The
they never should have brought Kay back.
Yeah. No, exactly. Let him go, dude.
They need to, like, let him go, and they needed to have, like, basically, like, it should have been, like, Asian. They should have just kept, like, the fucking woman he was partnered with.
Yeah, she's great, too. I love her. She's so hot. Her voice.
Yeah, they should have kept them as, like, a team. But then, like, they're, like, working on training, like, a whole new generation.
Yeah.
Like, they should have just made the whole thing about, they could have made it more about, like, Agent J and his adventures.
Yeah. That's what the show does. Yeah. But K's in it, too.
K's in it, too.
And he's younger.
They don't know how to make it work. So I guess it's, like, a somewhat alternate universe where K just doesn't retire
Didn't retire. He's just there. Bro, there's an episode, too, dude. In that same episode, I'm pretty sure the 9/11 one, dude, K forgets who he is all the way back to before he was in Men in Black.
Right, yeah.
And, bro, he goes to find his dad. And when he visited his dad, dude, I almost started crying. It was brutal.
Because you lost your father recently.
No. It was just sad. Because he's like, where have you been? And he's like, I've been away. And it's just, dude, it's so sad. I'm getting teared up thinking about it.
Oh, daddy.
Either way. But then it was really, and he was like, are you okay? And he's like, I'm fine. And he was like, oh, it's horrible, dude. Anyway, Ed Asner does the voice of his dad.
Oh,
he's a really old
guy.
Yeah, he is a great like old guy. He's like, "Where have you been, son?" It's he's like, "Are you the one who took my son?" It's so heartbreaking to watch because you're like, he was waiting for him like the whole time. Anyway,
damn, really makes you think.
It does, but dude, holds up. A lot of people die. The aliens are sick.
You love it when people die.
Yeah, dude, I love. Well, dude, I love cartoons when I was a kid when they did go there. Mm. Like, that's why I love Batman Beyond, Justice League. Like, you forget when you watch it and you're like, they just killed that guy. Like, Batman in Justice League Unlimited gets taken over by Deadman, and then Deadman shoots Black Manta into an electric current. Like, he shoots him into an electric panel and it kills him. And then Deadman comes out of Batman, and Batman, like, lets go of the gun and like shock that he did
disgust.
That. Disgust, exactly. And bro, that's crazy.
It really makes you think.
It's just, I love when the cartoons from when we were kids showed death.
Yeah.
Because I was a kid, I knew people died and shit. So I'd watch, like, you ever watch the old G.I. Joes? Whenever they shoot, like, they blow up a plane Cobra was in, and then a bunch of guys jump out with parachutes.
Yeah,
The fuck is this? They're always parachuting on
standards and practices, man. It was different back then.
I don't like it, dude. I love when a cartoon character dies. Dude, remember Superman, the animated series? Who dies? What's his name?
Dan Turpin.
Dude, that was crazy as a kid to see.
When Superman punches Darkseid and he was like, that's for Dan Turpin.
Yeah,
he was like, who? He was like, the good man you killed. And he was like, oh, if I knew one person's death would affect you so much, I would have committed a genocide.
No, it's so, and it's so like, well written, bro.
It's like, damn, dude.
Dude, anyway, I highly suggest anyone listening checks out Men in. Also, they also uploaded, which I'm watching in tandem, Jackie Chan Adventures, bro.
By same art team.
It is?
They're both, yeah.
Really?
That's why stylistically, the fluid animation looks so good in those.
Dude, it's, again, holds up, bro. I'm loving it. I'm
Does Tubi have commercials? Probably.
Yeah, they do. They do. That's the only problem. But I do, bro. I've been waiting to see Jackie Chan Adventures again because I used to watch that every fucking Saturday. And I did remember loving it. And I'm rewatching and just going like, this is good. Banger. It's good. And I know it gets crazier and crazier because
Mwang Mwang Boy Boy Fighting Zhao. Mwang Mwang Boy Boy Fighting Zhao.
What's that? What's that uncle say?
Fucking,
One more thing. He did it first episode. I was like, this is so good. Anyway. Yeah, dude. That's... I'm trying to think of any other like silly things I saw this week. But that was it. I saw that lady call the kid the N-word. Did you see that?
Oh, that mom.
600K, bro. We got to call some kids the N-word.
Well, we need to get in trouble, and then we can be like, hey, help us be racist on the fucking internet.
Dude, what's his name? He's like the new Ben Shapiro. The guy who was like, Lex what Freeman? Is a woman? No. The guy, Matt Walsh. I think he contributed.
God, what a bunch of fucking retards.
Dude, this is the thing, too. I could see, like, I know there's another version of me that went full conservative. The thing that stopped me really hard in my tracks was everyone in it's a fag, dude. They're all nerds. Like, if you listen to Ben Shapiro I can't listen to him, bro.
Why would you listen to him?
His voice, number one, is terrible. He's not always wrong, but his voice is terrible, so I can't listen to him.
He's a fucking nerd, dude.
Candace Owens, again, no ass. Can't listen to
her. It sounds like when Ben Shapiro talks about shit, it sounds like a kid describing Lord of the Rings.
Let me tell you
something. Like a fucking nerd. Well, trying to explain like why Aragorn was meant to be the fucking one true king, and it's like, dog.
Aragorn is actually supposed to be the true king because Gondor...
If you follow the lineage, and it's like, God damn, dude. For
Legolas
1,000 years.
Is cooler. Yeah. He grabbed the horse and did the flip thing, and he went down skateboarded on a
Aragorn,
shield.
Aragorn did have the coolest alias, which is Strider.
That is pretty badass.
Strider, and like opening scene, he's just like fucking smoking.
Aragorn a lot.
Yeah, dude. And he's banging a fucking elf.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, bitch, I'm gonna die. And she's like, I don't care. The dick is so good.
Yeah. And he left the chick who actually cared about him behind.
Yeah, dude.
The badass chick.
Yeah, dude. I am no man when she kills the fucking witch king.
You know what's crazy? That.
In fact, why don't we fucking watch the Lord of the Rings extended edition trilogy right now?
Dude, that as a kid was like, that makes sense. Like tracks. You know what I mean? Even as a kid, I was like, oh, no, that's the language. She's a woman. Of course she would kill him.
I remember like one of the first times I got like high. We watched like Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring. Extended edition, and I was just like, I remember like they hadn't even left the Shire, and I felt like it had been like 5 hours.
Such
and I was
a
like,
long movie.
Oh my god, dude, like I'm actually gonna go on like a years long journey with these hobbits. Like, it's gonna be like a 1-to-1 recreation. Like, I'm gonna have to nap and sleep.
I have a full confession, bro. I've never actually fully watched the entire Return of the King.
You'd hate it.
I'd hate it. I'd probably like it. It's so long. I've always fallen asleep. Even when I saw
you hate sword and sorcery type shit.
I love sword and sorcery.
You hate it, dude.
I want to watch it.
You're like, when's this Liv Tyler bitch going to take her top off?
For real.
And then like you get mad when there's no nudity.
There's not the whole movie.
I feel like Lord of the Rings, like those Lord of the Rings movies, that was like the last time they really, truly, in a great way, married puppetry with computer technology.
Everything looks
great, but now it's, you know, and even with The Hobbit too, you could kind of tell like CGI just took over in the worst
ways.
Yeah,
they didn't do enough puppetry.
Like CGI should be like a spice used to enhance something.
They're
but now it's
figuring
like it's
that
all
out.
CGI.
It's cheaper. Because if you put your heart and soul into that other shit, they just...
But like the puppetry, it looks more real.
It does.
Like, you know.
Because your brain, even though you know it's a puppet, you're like, well, that's physically there.
Right.
And when you see...
It occupies the space.
Exactly. CGI, you see... it's like AI. You notice the fakeness right away and you're like...
There's like an absence of space.
Yeah. And you just... Yeah. You don't like it. It's you know what had great CGI too? Hellboy. Remember, Hellboy was like...
Golden Army?
That one was fine. I mean, the original. Like the Samael, demon monsters, they look great. The Aragorn, too, you know, did you know when he kicks the helmet, he broke his toe?
Everyone knows that, dude. Yeah, cool. Everyone, that's like the biggest thing. Everyone collectively like rushes to mention how Viggo Mori, he broke his toe, and he didn't even
Where's
fucking...
Where's he, dude?
I think he's like one of those guys where, you know, he made his egg.
He made and like great movies.
And
dude.
Then it's like unless like something like speaks to him,
I guess.
He doesn't really need to do it. He doesn't need to like.
He did Green Book.
Yeah. That was a powerful film.
I didn't see it, but I heard a lot of people shitted on it. Just
what if an Italian didn't hate a black guy? It's like, damn, that sounds pretty crazy. It's like, Vigo, I thought you were moving away from fantasy.
Dude, his Cronenberg shit's fucking amazing. History of Violence and what's the other one? Fuck. Eastern Promises, dude.
Yes.
The Naked Fight. Does not get me hard. It doesn't do anything.
Right. Don't lie to me.
You can see his
don't lie to me, Tom.
Wang here and there. He didn't get any chub. You can tell, but you wouldn't be chubbed in that scene. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, dude.
Like you can't get hard when you're getting stabbed.
I don't know. Maybe
the blood leaves, dude.
I don't know. But the adrenaline. That's what everyone would say.
Well, dude, we did it. I mean, if you want to keep going, we can. But I'm beat, dude.
You're fighting for your fucking life, dude.
We did it though, dude. I researched stuff and look at that. We didn't have any lulls at all,
dude. It was the most solid fucking podcast,
too. That's the other thing.
What was the other thing you were going to talk about?
I looked up Reddit, and there was. Well, we can go through it real quick. Actually, there was. Sorry, I just got to pull it because I saved the articles.
What's your name on Reddit?
Oh, this is.
Oh, yeah, it's just one of those automatic.
I have
ones.
What I got to change it, and I have another Reddit I have to sync this up with. Ooh, Tekken 8 director reveals plans for Waffle House stage. But he was trying to contact the chain, and they haven't gotten back to him. But he said no matter what, they're making it a Waffle House fighting stage. Mm. And I just thought, you know.
Black characters.
Black characters, exactly. Yeah. Like Kings in there, and they're like, we was Kings! Yeah. We was Kings! That's our thing! You're taking our thing! And he's like, I'm a fucking leper-headed man. And then they are like, get out! Get out, you colonizer, and he's like, I'm literally a jaguar headed man, but and he's black, isn't King black?
Probably,
yeah. So yeah, and then you know they just have you know they're supposed to have like the fight because Waffle Houses fight all the time,
right?
So I thought that King riff was good enough though for it.
It's an incredible riff, Alex.
Yeah, Tekken 8, dude. I always played as King. I don't know about you.
Yeah, of course, he was the coolest looking one.
So cool, dude. We unlocked Gon. Did you know Gon was in that game?
No,
the little dinosaur Gon. G-O-N.
Oh, yeah.
One of his moves, he farts on you.
Oh, is that?
<That's> tight, I like that. That made you laugh. Oh, yeah. So, and there were a few other. There was, a woman in British classic snaggletooth culture. ChatGPT brings me to orgasms only with merds. My husband, husband has never been able to do it in 20 years of marriage. She files for divorce and gets married to AI. Charlotte's story.
Uh-oh, dude.
Dude, and it was her basically being like, yeah, I was 21. I married this guy. He knocked me up. Thought I was in love. Wasn't. And after 20 years, I finally figured out I'm in love with ChatGPT. And she apparently, like, it tells her shit, and she comes to it all the time, and she divorced her husband.
Damn.
She says it's hard to explain to her friends and family, but she doesn't care.
The heart wants what it wants.
I guess if you know, dude, this is the thing. You should be coming with the person you're dating, right? Isn't that like a thing?
I mean, that's the idea.
Right? Whatever, dude.
Are you worried that like you might lose another woman to a machine now?
Maybe. I mean, I do all right, dude. I'm not going to lie.
You do okay, man.
I do, you know. I lay it down, brother.
Yeah,
you
put it out there, brother, man.
I put the key in and I lock that motherfucker up. You know what I'm saying? Shit. I break him off. Shit. They don't even want to go round two. I'm saying round three, four. They'd be like, I'm tired. I'm like, well, why don't you shake your ass out of here? That's Eddie Murphy.
Fuck yeah.
That's it.
Oh yeah.
Guys, follow me at Silly Selly on Instagram. Check out Yes Offense. Hopefully, I'll have an episode out. After you hear this, it'll be the following week. God. So check that out. And there's a fuck. Oh. May 30th, Concentric Brewing Company in Portland, Connecticut. Please come to that show. It really mean a lot. If I don't get enough tickets, I'm not going to be able to do shows there anymore.
Uh-oh.
Which is real fun. That's kind of a fun thing. Or I'll have to pay, but I'm not paying, you know.
We got to come together and save the community center, kids.
Yeah, and then June 14th, I'll be at the Elba Room with Danny Fallon and Alejandra Jimenez and Patrick McKinstry. I'm headlining. Please come out to that. It'll be a lot of fun. And subscribe to the Instagram, guys. I appreciate the one guy who did this week and or last week. And thanks for watching the Big T episode, guys. Hopefully you guys, all of you, more of you can come watch the solo apps. That'd be nice. I think this one was fun.
I think this one was huge, dude. As always, you can follow me on social media at Joe W. Gorman. That's also my gamer tag for PlayStation and Xbox. Feel free to add me on those. I'm just playing video games, man. I don't do comedy anymore. I've officially been blacklisted, unfortunately. I don't know if I'll ever do comedy again, dude. So just play video games with an old man before it's too late, dude. And then we'll see you next week. Same Super Selly Joe's time. Same Super Selly Joe's place.
Hell yeah.
Bye.
Bye.